Blog Talk Radio.
Morning, morning, morning. Good morning, Voices of Hope family, friends. This is your host, Minister Kim, coming from Puerto Rico, St. Juan, this morning. I hope you have had an amazing week with you feeling blessed because you are truly blessed. I really need you to understand that this morning. You are blessed. We are blessed people. We spend too much time looking at what we don't have instead of looking at what we do have. We have life, family. We got warm blood running through our veins today. We got sight and sound today. We got the activities of our limbs today. We got a shelter over our heads today. God has blessed us beyond measurable. So let's just stop for a moment and begin to worship him and praise him. Give him glory this morning. I know you didn't have probably, you know, an awesome week, but guess what? It's awesome in my sight right about now because you made it to Saturday. You made it to the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. You made it to get a word that will give you hope, expected hope. Amen? So let's begin to just fellowship and have an awesome time this morning. I'm excited. Amen. I just turned 50 on Thursday, family, and I'm excited. I'm hanging out in St. Juan with my sister friend, Radio Angel, Auntie Brenda. We are having a blast over here, and I pray that you're having a blast wherever you are today. Connect with us on Facebook to see our live videos and photos at the Morning Glory IVO Hope so that you can comment and see how wonderful the sun is doing to us. Amen. I love the sunbathe. Yep, I'm opening up and sharing with you because we are family. I love the sun. I love the sunbathe. So I get up early in the morning and go by the beach and just lay out there and meditate. It's just an awesome experience. Amen. I walk, amen, on the beach and just have my intimate time with God, and I'm challenging myself before we leave here that I'm going to jog on the beach. Amen. So hopefully you'll see that footage because that means that I achieved my goal. Amen. That's why you got to put the footage out there, because if I say it, then it got to be done. So just wait for that, okay? Don't forget to be our fan page on Facebook and go to the Morning Glory IVO Hope to catch all of our St. Juan experience. I'm excited today. Can't you hear that? I'm excited to see you and you and you in the switchboard. God bless you all. Amen. Let's get into today's topic. Today, we're going to continue with creating meaningful family traditions. As we all are about family. We should be. If you're not here on the Morning Glory, we are truly about family, unity, love, forgiveness in the family. We started off with defining what meaningful family traditions were on last week, the importance of developing a family tradition, amen, that you can be able to leave a legacy for the generations, amen, to come. So I also provided some tips to incorporate so that you can begin to either tweak the one that you have, amen, or add some new family tradition. So let's get into today's topic, amen, as I reiterate the value of family traditions. I wanted to reiterate that because it's so important that we understand the value, the morals of our family traditions, how important it is for us to reassess them periodically, to look at them as a way of passing some cultural, some skills, some wisdom, amen, to our you know, coming generations. Amen. And to make sure that the ones that are here, that we understand that some things that was our culture and our way of life, they might not value the way that we do, but we can just enlighten them. This is how we used to do this. This is what we do in our family, amen, so they can understand why it's important to have these meaningful family traditions. We have to communicate. We have to have conversation, everyone, with our loved ones, amen? So let's reiterate the value of family traditions. The value of a family cultivates connections between immediate family members and between generations. That traditions are the we always of a family. Like we always make snow ice cream at the first snowfall. I put that in because this is something that my grandmother did. Every time I was visiting her, we had our first snowfall. She would ask all of the young kids to go outside and catch it. We would have, you know, the pots, and we would be out there, and she can be, you know, she was able to watch us from her window, and then we would come inside and watch our grandmother make ice cream, fresh homemade ice cream, and we loved it. We enjoyed it. It was an exciting time. I'm 50, like I said, right, and I remember something that we did when I was 6, 7, and 8 years old with my grandmother. We also ate together at the table. My grandmother was famous for her collard greens and cornbread. I didn't know back then that we were broke, amen, that we were living in poverty, because she never showed that. She always had a smile. She always fed us and those who knocked on the door when we were having dinner. We broke bread together. What I always admired most about my grandmother, and I always say, Grandma, sit down, sit down. She always, like, watch and cover us. That's how I look at it today, because they say, don't eat standing up. But you know what? She stood up and watched us as we eat and enjoy the flavor, the moment, and the laughter together. So I thank my grandmother for all that she has given us that we can pass down to our generations, amen, that my children and my grandchildren could learn about this. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Have I made some ice cream? Nope, I have not. But you know what? It's never too late. I should make some. So next year, hopefully, you'll see a footage of me making some ice cream, and that I have my grandkids, and we're just sitting eating ice cream. So hold me to that, y'all, okay? That's what family do, accountability partners. So let's continue. We always... it's important for you to hear. Make that a model in your family. Another thing that we always do, and I periodically do it now, is we have game night or movie night, and we pop some popcorn, because I love popcorn. That's one of my favorite desserts. And we just sit around, you know, our game room and just have an awesome time and fellowship with the kids. I enjoy being around the kids. I have 3 grandchildren. I can't wait till the youngest two get a little older. But even right now, I have fun with them. I enjoy us time together. And then I have my oldest, which is 5. And, you know, we have a ball, whether we, you know, high go seating around the house or, you know, sitting watching one of her favorite movie characters. It's just something that we have to reiterate in our family. The connection, the unity, getting together is important for us to do, okay? Because some traditions have meaningful that is special to individuals, they create feelings of warmth and closeness. Remember that. You're creating these meaningful family traditions so that you can provide your family, the individuals that you live with, that you meet, that you normally have a dialogue with, amen, that when you come together, there's a sense of warmth, there's a sense of closeness, there's a sense of belonging to, amen. I believe a part of our violence and crime and stuff that are happening today is because our young people are not feeling connected, amen. A lot of our young people go into other cultures, amen. They adopt and compromise their original culture because they're not feeling what they might see their friends have at their house. So how do you know that? When your child spends more time next door, amen, or across town than in your house, and they always say, well, you know, they do so-and-so over here, they do that, and guess what? This is why we're having this conversation, so that we can create some meaningful family traditions so we can keep our children in our homes and build that feeling of warmth, security, and that connection that we all truly yearn for, okay? Effective traditions promote a sense of identity and a feeling of belonging. I'm going to reiterate that again. Effective traditions promote a sense of identity and a feeling of belonging. Again, I have to reiterate this. I mentioned it just briefly. Our young people are looking to be identified. They're looking to belong, to be connected, to have that warm feeling. So if we're not providing it for them, they're going to go elsewhere. Amen. And that elsewhere might not be good for them. A lot of times it's not good because the adult in that atmosphere understands that they're missing something, that there's a void in that individual's life, and they can abuse them, amen, in ways that we do not want our children. So guard your children, protect your children. Have a sit down with them this evening and say, hey, let's talk about some values and some principles and some things that I would like to incorporate. And then go back and tell them stuff that you had did when you were growing up in your family that you would like to introduce them to. It's so important to keep the traditions going, everyone. I love you this morning. Amen. I'm 50. I'm excited. I'm 50. Y'all heard that? I'm 50. I'm 50. Okay, let's get back to creating meaningful traditions. Let's get back to that right now. Amen. As we secure our loved ones, that we are doing what is right by them. Amen. They also promote a feeling of safety and security within the family by providing a predictable and familiar experience. Family members have something to look forward to, which gives them a sense of assurance in a hectic and ever-changing world. I mentioned this briefly on last week, amen, and I'm going to continue to mention it over and over again throughout our upcoming season, how important it is for us to hold on to family traditions and how important it is for us to create new ones. Regular participation in meaningful traditions helps families overcome an inclination towards atrophy. In the physical science, atrophy is the tendency of a physical system to lose energy and over time, such as gas dissipating until it's all but done. An atrophic family is one that loses a sense of emotional closeness because members neglect the family's inner life and community ties. When we return on the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope, practical ideas for creating meaningful families. We'll be back. Welcome, welcome back. Again, this is your host, Minister Kim, calling in from St. Juan, Puerto Rico, celebrating my 50th birthday. I'm excited, as you can hear. We are reiterating the importance of creating meaningful family traditions. We're about to jump into some practical ideas that will help us review what we already have and aim towards creating new ones. The first one I want to talk about is aim for a moderate number of traditions. Do not put too much on your plate. I know you've heard this over and over again. Always have balance in your life. It's so important. Families with too few traditions have trouble staying unified. Families with too few traditions, you have one or two, they have trouble staying unified. It's not valuable. It's not something that the children, the spouses are looking forward to. Amen. The extended family that you might include in your family traditions, it's not something that they will take the necessary time or the sacrifice to do because it's not valuable. It's not strong enough. So we want to make sure that anything that we create, we want to make sure that it catches the attention and the interest of those who we are going to invite to be a part of it. Amen? They tend to forget or ignore important events in family members' lives. Families with too many traditions, on the other hand, dilute the importance of each tradition. Moderation is the key here. Family, aim for a moderate number of traditions. Start with three, start with four, start with minimum, and then if you decide to increase, please do that. You can always tweak. You can always change, but it's important for you to modify so that the tradition is a foundation, a legacy in your family. The next practical idea is establish new traditions. Establishing new traditions takes preparation and effort. Parents should first identify a goal they want a new tradition to help them accomplish. Pick a good time to start the tradition and think about how often it should be repeated. Decide what activities will be included and the significance of these activities. Choose family members to take part in it. Make sure that is age appropriate. This way everyone could feel a part, be connected, be able to identify with this new tradition. Remember that every family is unique. Do what works for you. Amen? Also, don't overwhelm the family with new traditions when they are just learning the ones that you presented earlier in the year. Make sure that the first ones are solid. Amen. Everyone has gotten into the routine. They look forward to it. They reach out to you and say, hey, you know, is this coming up? Are we gathering together for dinner this month? What's happening? They are enthused. They want to be a part. And that's the one that you keep. Amen. You keep it alive. Amen. You keep it burning because it's drawing your family together. It's important. Amen. The next practical idea is make sure you have spiritual traditions. Amen. This should have been the first one I talked about because spiritual, amen. The word of God is the foundation of all things. I honestly believe when you disinclude God, exclude God, leave God out of whatever you're doing, it's nothing but a mess. Amen. It might look good and glamour. It might seem like everything is working out, but trust and believe. If God is not in the center of it, he's not the focus of it, it will not last. When you put God in the center and he is the focus over, even when you have the score, even when you have, you know, disagreements, amen, God's word will stand and it will cause that situation to just dissolve itself. It will cause peace back in that family tradition, amen, so that y'all can keep it moving. Remember, we want to leave legacies, amen, for our generations, amen. So make sure you have spiritual traditions. Traditions that bring family members closer to God should be a family's first priority. Some of the simplest spiritual traditions include praying together, having regular you know, Bible trivia is awesome. That could be a great Saturday night family trivia with the family. So it's good for us to do that. Reading the Word together, meditating together, it's important. Whole family gatherings, amen, that includes prayer together as a circle. These things are important for us in my house. We don't break bread before we pray. I don't care if we in the street. I don't care if we in the restaurant. What are we doing? We going to bow our heads and we going to pray and bless the food. Amen? So that's another one. The last one is, from time to time, evaluate your traditions. It is important for you to reassess them as you go with them. Amen? Get a sense of how people are feeling about it. Amen? If you have more than a majority that's saying, nope, they don't like this, let's change it, let's tweak it, then please listen. Amen? You want to draw the family together, not separate them. Amen? You want to leave a tradition. Amen? For the family. So it's important for you, time to time, to evaluate your traditions, to make sure your traditions are working for the entire family. It is a good idea for families occasionally to identify and evaluate traditions they already have and make plans to add new ones. Amen. I pray that this portion, as we creating meaningful family traditions, practical ideas are helpful as you look at the traditions that you currently have and as you move towards, amen, creating new ones. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with Minister Kim. We'll be back.
Who do you know with less than perfect credit? Our services at Behind Your Dollar will help you to remove inaccurate, erroneous, and obsolete information in your credit file, including bankruptcies, foreclosures, student loans, late payments, charge-offs, public records, collections, judgments, repossessions, tax liens, short sales, and medical bills. See results in as little as 45 to 60 days with a money-back guarantee. Call today, 240-753-6002.
This is your girl, Minister Kim, calling in from St. Juan, Puerto Rico. I'm excited to be here in the land of the living, having an awesome time with my family, Radio Angel Kim and Auntie Brenda. I hope that this segment is blessing you today as we continue with creating meaningful family traditions. We just finished going over a few, amen, practical ideas. Now we want to get into some common family traditions. This is a resource that I'm going to give you, a list of resources of information to help you put some family traditions into practice. Amen. One of the general traditions that we do is, or we should, and sometimes people don't because of their culture, their upbringing, amen, and sometimes it's simply because of their religion, amen. So I'm not being insensitive today, but if this is for you, take it, utilize it, amen. There's something on this list that you can definitely do, amen. Birthdays, graduations, amen, anniversaries, honor that. It's a privilege to see someone achieve something, amen, to meet another milestone that's important, amen. Ask the individual, you know, what is their favorite menu? Cook their favorite menu, invite people over, amen. No one can go to bed until they've told each other, family member, that they love you. Last year sometime we did a campaign, I love you, amen, and going around and letting our family members know how important it is to share that word and mean it. I love you because, amen. So that's a good tradition, amen. Put that into practice and let someone know that they are loved.
No news.
Well, I don't know what happened, y'all, but I am back. We had some little space, some little gap, but nonetheless, the show must go on. Our radio angel always say this is reality radio. It is indeed. Again, I am in Puerto Rico, so we might have had a bad connection, but I definitely want to make sure that you get this information. I was talking about some common family traditions. I talked about the birthdays, the anniversaries, as well as, you know, graduations. You know, if this event is occurring, then guess what? Ask the individual what is their favorite meal. Amen. No one go to bed without telling each family member that they love them. Amen. How important it is to share that you love someone, because you just don't know what someone might have experienced throughout their day. Amen. And one of the things is that I like to do is on Saturday is really cook a big breakfast. Whether I do it or my husband do it, we allow the kids to join in when we have children there, because often during the week you're rushing to get them to school, go to work, you have all these chores, all these demands on you. Saturday sometimes could be a day that you just break bread and have a sit-down breakfast, and then guess what? Tune into the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope. That should be a tradition too. I'm throwing that in. Holidays, Thanksgiving tradition. That has gotten diluted throughout the years, amen. Sometimes even when you go outside, it doesn't sense, the atmosphere doesn't even seem like it's a holiday, something that we should celebrate. And again, if this is not your religion or your culture, please, I'm not being insensitive, but I'm just sharing some things that we can put into practice, and I'm just giving you an opportunity to just take these ideas, amen. If you don't use them, please share with someone else. Let's help someone keep their family unified, amen. Send out Thanksgiving cards, amen. We always do that for Christmas, but send out Thanksgiving cards this year. Share with someone why you're thankful for them being in your life, amen. I think we're going to start a movement here. I'm going to talk to Radio Angel. She's going to be like, we're on vacation. But, yeah, let's send out Thanksgiving cards. I'm thankful because of this. I'm thankful because you do this to me in my life. Have children dress up. You know, we know the tradition of how Thanksgiving was created. So let's maybe set them up in some pilgrim clothes or Indian clothes, or set them up where they have dresses, and, you know, the boys wear their little suits, but they're dressed up and come to dinner. Amen. Or you might want to do a pajama Thanksgiving, amen. Everybody have on their little cute pajamas and they sit. Make it fun. Do something that's fun. You could be creative with all of these holidays, amen. I'm just giving you some ideas, amen. Help serve food to the homeless is something that we do every year. Actually, Cheyenne and I, every third Saturday of the month, we did this on last Saturday at Kingdom Life Temple in the Bronx. We serve, amen, and give out the pantry food. There's clothing, and we have an awesome time with the people of God that come, amen. And we can always, always, I love candles. At each dinner table, place some candles there. Place some sweets, something that will remind the people that you are grateful that they came and broke bread, bread at the table, amen. And you know Christmas, I love my Christmas, amen. Have each member of the family draw a name of another member and make a handmade gift for that person. Amen. We're so easy going to the stores, and sometimes we go over our budgets because of this holiday, amen, this tradition. But make something fun of it. Do something that's creative and crafty, something that someone will remember because guess what? You did it. This is something that I did with my children, and this was make a gingerbread house. OMG, that was awesome. I haven't done that in a while. Oh, I miss my babies. They've grown. Amen. And one of our family traditions here for New Year's is we don't go anywhere before we go to the house of the Lord. We enter into a new year in the house. And afterwards, we head to White Castle. Yes, I don't know about anyone else, but that's what we do here. Amen. Boogie, boogie down Bronx. I love my Bronx people shouting you out. I see you. I see you. I see you. And my Texas. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here with us this morning. Amen. And thank you, everyone, for just sending your love and wishing me a happy birthday. I really appreciate that. I love you all. I hope that this second part of creating meaningful traditions have been helpful for you as we went over the value of family traditions, as we talked about some practical ideas, and lastly, as we talked about some common traditions, as we looked at some things that are common where we can be creative in. Amen. When we come back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope, we are going into here's what's happening. We'll be back.
Are you looking to get started in real estate, but not sure how or where to start? Join me and many others at Getting Started in Real Estate. This community is not just for newbies. It's for the seasoned investor, too. In the world of real estate, there is much to learn at all stages of your business. Join us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Getting Started in Real Estate. Let the learning begin. This message is brought to you by Angel Power Holdings.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is your host, Minister Kim, calling in once again from St. Juan, Puerto Rico. If you're just joining us as we are into Here's What's Happening, yep, right here on the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope. Each week you will hear what's happening, not only in New York, but around the globe as we are international. Amen. So do you desire to share your community events but don't know where? We invite you to send us your information to share with our community. Go to hope@themorningglory.org, and we will definitely look at your flyers, all the information, and we'll promote it for absolutely no cost to you. Amen. So don't search any longer. This is the right place, the right fit. Amen. We have over 71,000 listeners and those who download the show each week. Your information will definitely get out there because we believe in you. We believe in your vision. We believe in your passion. So let's do this together. Amen. Please, please send it to us, hope@themorningglory.org. If you don't like the email, you on your social media, go to our fan page, which is The Morning Glory, I-V-O, Hope, and inbox one of us, and we'll definitely contact you, send you a release, amen, form, and then we will definitely put it on our website as well as in our fan page and our community page, amen, where we just have fun. Amen, amen. On behalf of PIP Woman Rock, that's Radio Angel, and us, the Voices of Hope, we would like to thank our volunteers, Malika McCray, Cynthia Mullane, Kayla DeLarge, Tina Smith, Monique, and all those who came out for our first kite, cupcake, and conversation in the park. OMG, I had the most I'm trying to find a word. I had the most memorable, enjoyable, fun, authentic sincerity of women and men coming together, flying kites, eating cupcakes, and sharing information to help one another. It was so powerful, and I understand why it is important for us to assemble ourselves. The Bible talks about we should assemble ourselves. We are to fellowship, and I'm not saying just always in the church. You should get to your temple always, but even come together. This is why we're talking about family traditions, because we got to get back to that place when we come together. We got to be unified because there's strength in numbers, I'm telling you, and that's what I got. It was strength in numbers, and we had an awesome time. So, again, shout out and thank you so much, Radio Angel, for allowing God to birth this inside of you, and you went forward. So thank you so much. I'm looking forward to more events with PIP. Amen. So continue to connect with us on Facebook, PIP. Well, Rock have a fan page, and so do we. So make sure you connect with us. Amen. So you can keep abreast of what's going on. And our sister, friend, strategic partner, amen, Miss Myra Smith Fry, will be sharing a message on this coming week on July 31st from Marshall, Texas. Shout out to all my Marshall, Texas family, my Dallas, Texas family, all of my Texas family, Houston, Texas, I shout you out today. If you're not too far, you don't have nothing to do, make your way over to Macedonia Baptist Church, amen, for the mission program on July 31st, amen. The service starts at 11 a.m., and guess who's the speaker? Our sister, our friend, amen, our strategic partner, Miss Myra Smith Fry. She's going to be talking about forgiveness. That's something that we can all learn from, forgiveness, amen. Forgive those who have offended you, who have been offensive, amen, who have wounded you. Forgive them, amen. They have forgotten and moved on, and you're still holding on. Don't hold on to that stuff. Let it go. Let it go. Okay, Kim is saying, don't sing, don't sing, don't sing. I truly cannot sing. Then what I need you to do this this Sunday, tomorrow, is join us on the porch at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with our girl, once again, Myra Smith-Fry, as she has porch conversation. We always bring our mason jar and get mason jar of wisdom. I fill my mason jar sometimes with iced tea or lemonade. Sometimes I might have a cup of hot tea, but guess what? I'm out on the porch because I enjoy fellowshipping with my friends from around the world. The calling number is area code 712-432-6100, and the PIN code is 35028508. Make sure that you are there. Put a pound at the end, and we're going to put this information up in our fan page on this week. Amen. If you have a birthday, guess what? Happy birthday, all of my July family members. I love you. I appreciate you. Thanks for sharing your birthdays with us. Amen. We love you. Continue to send in the information so we can shout out your loved ones. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. We don't leave this show without talking about who created this show, the Almighty God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We couldn't do this without him. We're coming up on 8 years, y'all. Celebrate with us. We're going to have an awesome September. We got so many new things planned for us. It's going to be exciting. We're going to be in the forefront, amen. We're going to be taking lots of videos. We're going to be coming into the neck of your woods. We're going to share some stuff with you that's going to change your life forever. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope.
What's up, everybody? I'm your man, Norris J. And right now, I want to start a movement, an INJ movement. You see, in this day and age, our world, NJ. Our universities, NJ. Our youth, NJ. Our government, NJ. INJ. I need Jesus. So when you wake up in the morning, say INJ. When you're at work, say INJ. Wherever you are and you feel like you need Jesus, say INJ. And remember, INJ, UNJ, we all NJ. You heard it from NJ.
Welcome, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that portion. It's where we talk about what's happening in our communities. Again, if you desire, amen, to have that place to share your upcoming events, information that you believe is helpful, whether it's creating a new job, job broadcasting, you know, whatever you have, please send it to us at hope@themorningglory.org or again, inbox us on Facebook at the Morning Glory, IVO Hope. This is the time that we introduce you to Christ for those who do not know Christ. Amen. We never, never, ever leave any opportunity that God gives us to introduce you to the Savior. Amen. Simply agree with this sinner prayer today and you will be saved. Lord, I am a sinner fallen from your grace. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord over my life, and I believe in my heart that you risen him from the dead. Lord, I ask you to come into my heart today, direct my every step, and teach me your ways. In Jesus' name, amen. Come to the greatest kingdom, the kingdom of God, where you have a host of brothers and sisters that will love on you. Amen. We do here encourage you to find a church. Pray and ask God to lead you to a church that will give you what you need as you start on this new road. Amen. The new road. Ah, Lord Jesus, of holiness and righteousness. Amen. Yes, and if you need help finding it, I don't care what area you live in, we know a lot of churches, a lot of pastors that would love to have you. So please let us know where we can help you and serve you here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. We love you. We appreciate you. And tune in next week as we continue to provide you with love, hope, unity. We will be back next week. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Love you. Thank you for stopping by. God bless you all.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Ain't nobody got